This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Senior American officials are painting a very different picture of the United States' last days in Afghanistan and the rushed evacuation of more than 124,000 civilians, described by U.S. President Joe Biden as an extraordinary success. While describing the 18-day airlift as heroic and the largest in U.S. history, the officials also talked about their pain, anger, and regret over the Afghans left behind, including many who had qualified for U.S. special immigrant visas. The Pentagon said Wednesday the U.S. and its coalition partners had evacuated more than 124,000 civilians, including almost 6,000 Americans. A State Department spokesperson told reporters Wednesday there are between 100 and 200 U.S. citizens still in Afghanistan. Ned Price said, when there are options available for those who still want to leave, we will communicate directly to them personalized instructions on what they should do, when they should do it, and how the United States government feels we are best positioned to help them do that. U.S. military officials said crews are still searching for five missing sailors a day after a U.S. Navy helicopter crashed in the ocean off Southern California near an aircraft carrier. One sailor rescued shortly after the crash is in stable condition. Also, five other sailors injured who were on board the USS Abraham Lincoln aircraft carrier, where the helicopter was operating on the deck before the crash occurred, according to a military statement. The statement did not say how the crash happened, but the fact the sailors aboard the carrier were injured raised questions about whether the helicopter or its part hit the aircraft carrier. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. By remote, this is VOA News. Nigerian gunmen on Wednesday kidnapped 73 students after storming a high school in the northwest of the country, the latest in a series of mass abductions targeting pupils. Kidnapping for ransom by armed gangs known locally as bandits has become a grim trend in northwest and central Nigeria, with around 1,000 students snatched this year, most of them later released. Police spokesmen said rescue crews were working with the military to try to release the students. President Muhammadu Buhari is under pressure over insecurity, and the armed forces have launched military raids and airstrikes on bandit camps, but gunmen have kept up attacks and abductions. The bandits are seeking financial gain and have no known ideological leanings, but there are growing worries among security experts and officials over their ties with jihadists fighting a 12-year war in Nigeria's northeast. The remnants of Hurricane Ida blew through the mid-Atlantic states Wednesday night, with at least two tornadoes, heavy winds, and drenching rains that collapsed the roof of a U.S. Postal Service building, left cars and roads underwater. The storm moved into New York Wednesday, after bringing widespread flooding to neighboring New Jersey. Fire crews reported progress Wednesday in the effort to save neighborhoods from a massive forest fire near the tourist resort of Lake Tahoe in the western U.S. state of Nevada. A fire official said the winds, which had been pushing the fire, did not strengthen as expected on Wednesday. The fire reached the southern tip of Lake Tahoe after evacuation orders in neighboring California were expanded to Nevada, forcing crews to scramble to prevent it from reaching the resort city of South Lake Tahoe. Heavy smoke from what is called the Caldor Fire has blanketed the resort city, leaving it largely empty during what is normally a bustling tourist season. The Caldor Fire has destroyed more than 600 structures and threatens at least 33,000 others. U.S. President Joe Biden criticizing a Texas law that bans most abortions in the state hours after the Supreme Court declined to act on an emergency request by abortion rights groups to block the measure from taking effect. The Texas anti-abortion law is unusual in that it gives private citizens the power to enforce it by allowing them to sue abortion providers and anyone who aids or abets an abortion after 6 weeks. Those winning such lawsuits would be entitled to at least $10,000. For more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News. Mm-hmm.